Lawrence!
Paul Goody!
How's it going, buddy?
I think I started my thing. Yeah. Oh, you know, it's going all right. How are you?
All right, I am drinking... They have a new type of LaCroix, which is...
A new LaCroix?
Pastio. Pastio?
Uh-oh.
Pastio?
Pastois?
However you pronounce it, it's watermelon. Which is pretty good.
As you can see, the booth light is on here at Annex. I forgot to turn it off. I was working up there.
Oh, no. Backlit. The worst kind.
But yeah, of course, I am coming to you live, if you're watching this live, and from last Thursday, if you're listening to this on the podcast, from Annex Theater. Annex Theater, we are... we're still here. There was even an article in the paper. Brendan Kiley wrote... A full-length article called Annex Theater, Why Are They Still Alive? Which was great to hear. That people are confused and befuddled as to why we're still here and we're still a theater.
Was it a positive article?
Yeah. Yeah, no. It wasn't like... Yeah. What are they still doing here? It was more like they're very resilient. Let's dig into it.
How did they do it? Or whatever.
How did they do it? There was also a whole, like, Annex Theater causes cancer angle that we weren't too thrilled with.
What?
The old space, Paul, you probably should take note of this because you spent some time up in the rafters. The old space had a bit of an asbestos issue. And we think.
You can't see my face.
We think.
But both me and John Oswald spent time up in that ceiling. Me for ATF a Burlesque. And John Oswald for the Habit show that came after ATF of Burlesque. And when I say came after, I mean it was like a late night. He did a bit where he stuck his head down from the area.
Now, here's why you shouldn't worry. Because obviously I'm an oncologist and I know what I'm talking about. You were only up there for like 5-6 weeks, a couple hours at a time. The people who coincidentally, you know, got cancer were hanging out of that building for 10, 15 years, right? Drilling into the walls, breathing the dust, you know, for hours at a time. You know, so if, and I say, you know, correlation is not causation, of course. You know, it just so happens that the people who were hanging out at Annex back in the late 80s, early 90s, are now at an age where statistically you're probably going to get cancer.
Paul Giamatti safe? That's the question.
Well, I haven't spoken with his doctor recently, but...
You know, that's the crazy thing. Paul Giamatti's doctor calling me at all hours of the night, telling me all of his problems. You know, Paul's got a little bit of it's because our names are similar, I think. He might have me confused. But, I was going to name some of Paul Giamatti's medical problems, but I'm not going to do that on the podcast.
Kylie actually did get some quotes from Giamatti for the article, which made me happy because that told me that Paul knows that Annex Theater is still around. Because,
yeah, that is one thing that we've always wondered, right?
Well, he'd given an interview somewhere. Well, he'd given an interview in some publication where he said something to the effect of he didn't think Annex Theater existed anymore. Now, maybe he was talking about the Annex Theater of his day doesn't exist. He's correct. It's a different Annex Theater these days. Or if, you know, the building isn't here.
Like Capitol Hill doesn't exist anymore. It still does, but it's not the same Capitol Hill or whatever.
It's not the Capitol Hill of your parents.
Exactly. My parents never lived to Capitol Hill.
We have some we don't have any corrections, but we do have some topic suggestions from Steven.
That's good, because I don't really have any news things right now, so let's get into it.
Well, I saw a Reddit headline that said, "World's dumbest congressman asks if scientists can alter the orbit of the moon." And I immediately knew who they were talking about.
You did?
Ah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Who they were talking about, and it turns out I was right.
I mean, here's the thing. And I'm being serious now. It's a great question. As a thought experiment, you know, could we do that? Like, you go up there with nukes and you explode all of them, and you could probably push the moon out of... Maybe. What do you think? Could you or could you not? This is a thought experiment question, not a policy decision that someone from NASA should be asked to make. Because that was the other thing. You said, well, find out and get back to me.
We're going to blow up the moon.
That was the first thing I was thinking about. I didn't want to bring it up because, of course, we've got the whole... Has he turned himself into the FBI yet?
Oh, by the way? I've not heard anything. We're talking about Mr. Show actor Jay Johnston possibly taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot.
And he also played Whitey Corngood in this sketch where they're going to blow up the moon. And yeah. I'm still this is,
you know what, I heard that. Yeah, you're going in and out. I heard that the
yes, I am.
The Fukushima earthquake altered altered the rotation of the Earth, and so you might be able to set off some explosion that could alter the rotation and therefore the orbit. I don't know if those things could be connected, but if you alter the rotation and that alters the orbit of the moon, but the effect that I think it would have would be more deleterious than advantageous.
That's interesting, Ben. I'm going to ask you to expand on that a little bit more while I try closing all of my other apps to see if that helps at all.
All right. So... yeah, if
I don't
you
think
can
so. I don't
adjust...
think it helps.
No? All the other apps on your phone?
Yeah, I always have a lot of apps open, but that doesn't seem to be it.
Yeah.
I would call Jennifer and ask her to check the Wi-Fi, but I can't because I'm using my phone to do the podcast. Oh, what a cursed world we live in!
And normally, I would just assume that the internet issue was on me. Because as Steven knows, I am not impressed with the reliability of the internet here at Annex. But it seems to be pretty solid right now.
The interesting thing is that
I'm running a speed test.
You are very smooth for me. I am not smooth for me. When I look at myself on the YouTube thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So you can see when you freeze.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And if I don't watch myself on the side of you, if I'm just talking to you, and if I would only be seeing you, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But
now you know when you're in it. Like right now.
Like right now, I'm frozen. Yeah. And I'm talking. So in the podcast, it's not going to look like I'm frozen. And they're going to wonder what we're talking about.
No.
But...
exactly.
Yeah.
But I brought up Louis Goldmert's question to scientists because Steven's question is, Should we trust the BLM with the power to shift the Earth and Moon in their orbits, or is it more proper for that power rest with the UN?
Yeah, so one of the issues that I had was when I saw BLM, I thought he was talking about Black Lives Matter, which was kind of weird if you think about it. Are you getting any of
but
my audio?
But now he's referring
right now
to the Bureau of Land Management. I am, yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is going to be a weird one, Ben. Your audio and my audio, trying to sync them up is going to be maybe impossible. I'm gonna make a suggestion, Ben.
What's that?
I'm gonna ask you to talk for a little bit about, let's see. Tell me a story about.
Are you gonna just go upstairs? I'll tell you what I'm.
Yeah, I want to tell you. Tell me a story about the worst food that they served at your school and the best food that they served in your school. And while you do that, I want to go upstairs and see where the Wi-Fi thing is at.
I think I'd rather just play a Goody Lawrence video instead of trying to kill time.
Oh, hey, play a Goody Lawrence video. That's great.
So the people watching the stream are having a good time, but the people listening to the I'm probably just going to edit all this out. If you have to, like, restart your Wi-Fi or something, let me know. I do have stuff to cover that. Oh, he's outside. He's frozen. He's gone past the range of his Wi-Fi. Maybe you need to restart your phone. This is how we do the podcast. I have a Frankenstein Mac Pro. I'm running 3 monitors, a USB audio interface. I've got a boom mic up here. I've got a whole bunch of different software apps open for streaming, for recording. Paul is using his phone. All right. Our audience is going to watch a video right now because it looks like... probably gonna cut all this out. Nobody wants to listen to just me talking to you. Oh, and he's gone. He's gone away. All right. I am gonna play this video. Hey, it's
okay,
Christmas in June, everybody. And this is gonna be a
it's
nice
good. It's
smooth
at the 14
transition.
At the 14
I could have smoothed it out if I wanted to, but I'm not
on
going
this
to.
Video.
Well, hang on.
I restarted my phone.
There we go.
But my phone did not actually restart. It just bricked. My phone was completely dead. And I didn't know what to do. So eventually, I restarted my phone. Which is where we're at now. My phone has restarted. I have not called Ben back yet. I can't call Ben back yet because I'm staring at just the Apple on my screen. This is the first time that anything like this has happened during the podcast. Has it been the first time? Paul asked himself. It's very possible that it has done this before. I've let Ben down again, he thought. What am I going to do now? Ben's probably talking at this time, too. Probably stalling for our fans. Our fans who are waiting for the podcast to go back on the air. Whatever shall we do? Paul thought to himself. I guess I can try to vamp. Yes, he said. That pause was bad. Vamp. Vamp is what I mean. Of course. Vamping. I'm good at that. I'm good at that, he said to himself, restarting the meeting. Yes, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing great. I'm doing awesome. I'm the best person, he thought.
I'm sorry. Maybe all the right
he saw that Ben
and he's having
was playing
of the child in the
a video,
and
he could hear himself, and he could see himself talking, and he realized it was an animated version of himself. Ben had started playing a video. Was Ben still there, or did Ben leave? He doesn't know if Ben knows whether or not he's on. Ben could know that he was on if there was a feed coming through and Ben could see it. but maybe Ben didn't know. And he said, wait until the video ends. And Paul decided he would wait until the video ends. He probably couldn't hear me. Or am I talking over the video right now? Paul didn't know. Maybe this was bad. Maybe this was really bad. Maybe the video was being ruined by him talking over it. It's very possible. That wouldn't be good. Paul looked at his audio. He looked at the waveform making the audio and realized that he wasn't blowing out. Maybe this is how he should be talking the whole time. Maybe this was the correct volume that he'd been searching for this whole time. This would be a good time, he thought to himself, to not be talking. But, he said, I started at 14 minutes in. This is the best time for Ben to actually clip to. The best time for him to clip to, Paul thought to himself. This is about 3 minutes of you having a monologue with yourself. No one's going to listen to this, he thought to himself. Probably right. Maybe I shouldn't be talking. Ah, but I am talking. There's nothing I can do about that, he thought to himself. I'm totally talking, and I can't stop talking. Par for the course for old Paul, he thought to himself. A talking guy. That's the kind of guy that I am. A speaky, speaky guy. Speaky, speaky, talky, talky. No one's going to listen to this, he thought to himself. Probably not even Ben. Ben's probably fast-forwarding
Paul,
through
you're
this
still breaking
if
up.
He's listening to it at all. But, oh, well, none of it helped. None of it helped anyway.
Hey.
And Jennifer yeah. said, have I tried to do
Paul, we're
the
back.
Thing where
and
I restarted
still,
my phone?
You're still...
Yeah,
your
and
internet
I'm
is still
talking.
Your internet is still terrible.
I've been talking this whole time. Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't
I
know what
playing,
to do. I've started my phone.
Playing a video.
And I saw that. I've been talking all the way through it, Ben. I've had a monologue to myself for the past 5 minutes. Just narrating the poor internet connection that I've got. Jennifer doesn't know what it is. aside from restarting the entire router, it's working fine for her. I restarted yeah. my phone. I don't yeah. know what the problem is. Maybe I need to do an update. Maybe my phone needs an update.
If you know what the problem is, let us know at bensemail@yahoo.com@gmail.com.
Yeah. Oh, Ben, is there a way for you to listen to me rather than listening through the YouTube? Like
am I broken up? What you're seeing
coming
isn't
to you. Oh.
No, what you're seeing.
Oh,
what you're saying
what
isn't
seeing is
YouTube.
Yeah.
Now I can make it so all
yeah.
you see is me, but if that's what you want.
Well, but then I won't know how bad I'm doing.
Yeah, you won't know how bad you're doing. Which so. I guess. Well, you know, help us along because you wouldn't. You'll think that everything's fine, and you'll just keep talking.
Yeah, it'll help me psychologically more than anything else.
Right,
oh wait, but
sec.
Are you saying that my audio is pretty much coming through okay? It's mostly my
yeah,
video that's staggered.
No, your audio breaks up every once in a while too.
Okay, but for the podcast listener, that's not going to be a big thing. I don't think. Hey,
yeah.
it's Ben. Ah, this is
hey,
much better.
It's just me.
Hey,
yeah.
you know, I think that we should do this from now on. it doesn't make me as nervous. So, what's the next question or topic?
We'll see how far
wait,
we get
but,
through
but,
this before
who's
your.
Who's the UN or the BLM? What's the BLM again?
Oh, the Bureau of Land Management.
I think probably I'd go with the UN on that one. Because Bureau of Land Management, that's just in the U.S., right?
It's a U.S. authority, yeah.
Yeah, because the moon is for everyone.
Unless Stephen was really talking about Black Lives Matter.
But in which case, yeah.
His phrase is the BLM, so I'm guessing not.
Yeah. Although,
And probably not the first time somebody has confused the two.
The thing I'm thinking about, if we include Gil Scott-Heron in all of this, then Whitey on the Moon has some bearing to this discussion. Should we worry about, because if we had worried more about climate change in the 1970s, then going to the moon, would we then have to alter the moon's orbit to save the planet, as this public official is suggesting, or would we be okay at this time?
I don't know, because I don't know the rationale for wanting to change the orbit of the Earth and or the moon to fix climate change. I'm not quite sure what the reasoning was behind that, or if there is any at all. But anyway, that's enough moon talk.
That's enough moon talk out of you,
slightly
buddy.
Slightly connected. So, slightly connected to that, one of the things that Steven had sent to us, and I don't know if you saw this, but Doge or Dogecoin? Is it Dogecoin or Dogecoin?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's another one of those Elon Musk things, I believe. Oh, speaking of slightly connected, my internet. Thank you. It took me a second to get there.
Well, Steven's question isn't how to pronounce it, but that's my question, is how to pronounce it. Doge or Dogecoin? I don't know, but whatever it is.
I think Doge. Yeah.
A Doge investor hijacked the Bitcoin 21 conference and shouts, "Dogecoin to the moon." And there's a little video clip of him getting wrestled off stage after taking off his shirt or his overshirt to reveal something on his undershirt. Anyway, Dogecoin, slightly connected to Elon Musk, I think, because he's an investor or he just talks about it a lot. Apparently, after his hosting of Saturday Night Live, Dogecoin took a dive in market share.
Yeah, that makes sense. The one thing I have to say, of course, is taking off his overshirt to reveal something written on his undershirt. Back in my day, a person would take off their shirt and have soy bomb written on their bare skin. We're a nation of cowards, Ben.
He also took off his pants, but he had shorts underneath.
Okay.
Hey, it's drinking time. Steven sent a link to a CNN article. El Salvador will adopt Bitcoin as legal tender.
Hey, that's not bad. I'm fine. Here's the thing. I'm fine with Bitcoin on the concept of it, right? It's like money is made up. All money is made up. It's fake. It's fiction. Why not have an electronic form of it?
I can't wait to listen to the show and find out what you're actually saying.
Is the power needed to generate it? And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Steven had mentioned that there's a way to make it carbon neutral. I don't know what that way is. And some people will make the argument, well, it might be carbon neutral, but that energy still could have been done to make something else. Who's to say? So, am I frozen and also my audio isn't coming through, or is my audio just garbled?
Your audio cuts in and out, but I got most of what you said.
I gotta say, I'm very, very disappointed with my internet today, Ben.
Now you know my pain when I am, say, running something from here at the theater and the internet goes out.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Fortunately, and this should set Steven's anxieties aside, I suppose, nothing serious has happened. It's just been mild frustrations. Like, I've run a couple of fundraisers, and luckily none of those have actually stopped because the internet crapped out. I ran a play from here. We streamed a play back in September, and we came close a couple times. But the internet came back on.
Now, here's a question for you. If it's my internet...
Yes. Yeah.
Why are you absolutely smooth and I'm the one that's choppy?
I don't know. I've been running a speed test pretty consistently.
Hey,
throughout this.
How do I do a speed test?
I go to, well, you can just Google speed test and it'll bring it up.
I'm going to disappear for a second.
I use a website called speedof.me, which gives me my speed test. And right now I'm running about 80 down. We pay for 100, but that's okay.
Okay, I'm looking at speedof.me right now, Ben.
Yeah? I haven't tried their mobile version.
Except cookies, I'm going to start the test.
And I'm running about 102 up, not bad.
My right now, download Paul is running a speed test. Is about 8 megabytes per second.
Yeah, oh, it shouldn't be causing this many problems.
Now it's 9. Uh-oh. My upload speed, Ben. My upload speed is 408 megabytes per second.
Nothing.
That's bad, right?
408 kilobytes a second.
What about kilobytes?
Because if you're running 4.08?
3.37 total.
3.37. Okay.
Megabytes per second.
All right. That's, yeah.
Is that bad?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what it normally is. That shouldn't be this big of an issue. I mean, that speed shouldn't present this big of an issue, so.
Hmm. Interesting. Well.
I don't know.
All I can say, Ben, is that it's a good thing that we're spending all of the podcast talking about it.
Welcome to Troubleshooting Paul's Internet.
Whose fault is that? This guy's, and I'm pointing to me. You maybe can't see it, because I'm doing it on the video. But that's it. So, halfway through the podcast when we started, but we may be cutting parts of it out. It'll be interesting to see what the edited
form.
I might actually listen to this next podcast just to see what happens.
Well, you never know. Maybe I'll forget that I said that, and I'll just do my normal slap the two audio clips together and call it good.
And then see what happens. Hey, so what was Steven's question about Dogecoin?
Not like anybody listens. I don't think he had a question. I think he was just proposing it as a topic of conversation.
Oh, let's talk about it. Well, that's what I know. I do know that Doge, you know, Icon has Cheeseburger, where I used to work for a brief period of time. They had, I think Doge was loosely connected to that site, because somebody spelled doggy like that, but someone else said that it looked more like Doge, and that's sort of how that word came about. There's a specific dog, and I believe that they did one of two things. Either they had shirts and stuff with that dog on it, or they got a dog that looked similar and did stuff with it. I want to say.
The I Can Has Cheeseburgers people?
Yep. That was they would offer people money to use their
pretty
content.
Pretty standard, like, yeah, it was a pretty standard Shiba Inu, so I wouldn't be surprised.
So, So if people sold it to them, they would license it, and if people wouldn't sell it to them, they'd sort of make a similar version of it, basically.
Wow, solid business plan there, guys.
I believe that one of the reasons that our reality show wasn't picked up for another season was that they got mad at me for talking about that stuff all the time.
You blame yourself? They got mad at you? You are the reason Bravo didn't pick up the show for a second season?
It's possible. I mean,
explain yourself, sir.
I'm blaming myself just because I don't know that at all. Yeah, this is basically what I'm saying. Jennifer will tell you about this as well. I'm always like, I'm going to get fired. Everybody hates me, all that kind of stuff, even when it's not true. So, grain of salt with that, I would say. Hey, GRANASSULT, take it with a grain of salt. I don't know if that's anything. Like somebody getting punched with some oatmeal or whatever. I don't know.
This is interesting. What's so up? YouTube has metrics on your viewership, right? When you're live streaming,
uh-huh.
It gives you concurrent viewers, playbacks, chat rate, and average watch time. Now, I'd like to point out that we've been streaming for about 40 minutes now. And okay. YouTube is telling me that the average watch time is 1 hour and 3 minutes.
For just this episode?
For just this episode.
Dunno. Probably it seems like a lot longer than it actually is.
Yep. That's for sure. I did a thing today that I haven't done since the pandemic started. I went across the street to Cupcake Royale and got a cupcake and a coffee.
Hey, and all right.
I haven't been in that shop since the lockdown orders were given, and I decided that I wanted a cupcake and that I needed some coffee because it's been pretty tiring today.
Well, you're fully vaccinated now, Ben.
I am fully vaccinated, but yet I still wear my masks everywhere I go.
I wear my mask now unless it says specifically at the front, if you are fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear one. Because that's what the CDC guidelines say, and I want to normalize the science. If I follow the science when it tells me to wear the mask, I will follow the science when it tells me not to wear the mask, and then everything's fine. That's how I'm going with it anyway.
Yeah, there have been no businesses around here that I have seen have said masks are now optional. Every place is still, you got to wear a mask.
And I carry a mask with me everywhere. I'm more than happy to put it on at any time.
I do too, on my face.
Hey!
Was one place. Where was I? I think I was someplace where masks might have been optional, and I was a bit taken aback at that. Because there were people inside. Where was that? Where have I been lately?
Hey, there's something that Jennifer pointed out to me that would be a cool topic to talk about for a second. She mentioned that fast food workers, right, around these parts, probably everywhere, aren't coming back to work. And it's not just because they don't pay enough. Because they'll take jobs other places for less money. Instead of working fast food. It's just that the job is bad. I mean, it's horrible work. I have worked fast food before. I do not like it. And I have a proposal that I will make on the podcast. I've already made it in the various social media things that I'm on. And that's bring back the automat. Are you familiar with automats, Ben? Have we might have even touched on automats during one of the podcasts in the past.
It's possible. Yeah.
An automat, if you don't know, there's one that's featured in the movie Dark City, but it's a bank of little sliding windows, and you order your food and your food shows up in the sliding window. It is specifically designed so that you never have to interact with another person. The person making Person making the food doesn't have to interact with you. You don't have to interact with a person. You put your money in, you choose what you want, and then you get your food. It's just that simple. Oh, and some of them, you don't even have to order anything. It's just the food is in the windows, and you go to which window you want, put the money in, then you take it out. Even better. So, that is my suggestion, is that we bring that back. Somebody wrote back to me and said, this already exists in my town. There's a vending machine in a parking lot that gives you pizza. Basically, Little Caesars does it, and this is the closest thing. Except that I still see people. But Little Caesars in Edwardsville, where I live right now, you can order a pizza online. It'll tell you when it's ready, and you show up, and you type in, you know, your code, and then you just get the pizza out. You never talk to anybody. It's pretty great.
I saw footage of a dim sum restaurant where somebody placed a GoPro on a tray, and it's this conveyor belt that goes around the entire restaurant. And I'm guessing that maybe you pay via a person, but you don't have to interact with anybody when it comes to selecting food.
Yeah.
The conveyor belt's bringing is pulling everything by, and you pick up what you need. In SoDo, here in Seattle, by the Kingdome, there used to be a restaurant called the Iron Horse, which is a reference to a train. And you never interacted with a person. There were these train tracks that lined it was like a bowling alley kind of a hole-in-the-wall restaurant. And train tracks lined the sides of the walls. And so a train brought you your menu. You wrote down what you wanted. You put your order on the train. It went back to the kitchen. A train brought your food. When it was time to pay, you put your credit card or cash on the train. It took it back to the cashier. And I am upset that now that I'm an adult, that restaurant no longer exists, because I would love to go there.
That is really awesome, and exactly what I'm talking about. Now, and here's the thing. I want to make this completely clear. Fast food workers don't do a bad job. Fast food work is a bad job. I would rather people get paid, and I'm serious about this, $15 an hour to do nothing than to force anybody to work fast food. It's a horrible job. And human beings made it up. It doesn't have to exist.
Yeah. And in fact, if you got rid of half the fast food restaurants, that will help climate change, because we don't need to raise as many cows.
Right. Because methane? Is that what the... Or they...
I think it's a combination of methane and the resources needed to basically support the livestock. Yeah, I think it was Super Size Me. I think it was maybe that documentary or some other documentary like Food Inc. or something that basically blames... I think it does come out and blame climate change on McDonald's.
I am no longer a vegan, as we know, but I'm getting back to eating mostly plant stuff. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's what my standard food is based on now. This is what my standard diet is. Apples, carrots, and bananas are the big things. I'm going to throw potatoes in there as well. Even though I haven't been eating potatoes lately, I'm going to start eating more potatoes. Coincidentally, very cheap foods to eat. To buy, I mean. Indeed. And also, they taste good. I brought up Joe Bowling to somebody recently again.
Speaking of
his
potatoes.
His thing about buying close to expired food and then making like a stew out of it and then freezing it as a life plan. is it very interesting, but eating nothing but bananas, apples, and carrots is another interesting idea. I thought the story that I heard was that he would get deals on food that was going to expire sometime soon, and then he would put it all together to make like a stew type thing, and then he would freeze that, and then he was
a thrifty mofo. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah. Well, I don't have the wherewithal to contact people to get their expired food. But also, you know, I like a little bit of variety. I don't want this like beef and carrot and banana stew in my freezer for 3 months.
Well, and again, I'll point out also almost expired food, not expired food. There's a window. But yeah, this is something else where I see where people are like, you know, buying, like, I had somebody who I knew who said that they bought food a lot at these Mormon stores. And the Mormons just have these huge, they have tons of large cans of food, basically. And, ooh, maybe Sonia Walker could tell us if this is the case. Large cans of food, of all different types of food. And the idea is that, yeah, you buy it and you keep it. You know, and that's your stores for if the, you know, civil unrest or whatever makes it so that it's hard for you to subside on groceries. Grocery stores are empty. You still have your little store of food.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm envious of preppers, I guess, for lack of a better word, or Mormons, if that's something that Mormons do. Is that if the food infrastructure breaks down, I'm kind of out of luck because I have no stockpiles of food in my apartment. Yeah, I will have to stop at the store on the way home to pick up stuff for dinner.
This is kind of the way that I think about stuff.
Yeah, if you want to revisit this riveting conversation, you can tune into the podcast.
There was an advertisement that I saw of this guy. He was selling this survival tool, this tool for survival. And what it was it was a kind of an armored trailer that you put on the back of your car or pickup truck that was full of food and survival gear and stuff. And it was like, this will, I still remember this, that it would, it would save you from rioters, looters, and civil unrest. Or something like three things that all translated into other people going nuts.
Yeah. Well, here's what I mean, because it's a trailer, that implies you're meant to travel with it. But if it comes to a point where you need to use that trailer, chances are you can't drive very far.
Right. And this because is, of this road is blockages, my point too.
Car accidents, you know.
If you're living in a world, I mean, to be realistic, the folks this is being advertised to are people who are afraid of other people. That is the situations that they lay out in the commercial are specifically other people are trying to take your things. And the only thing I can think about is if you're in that situation where other people are trying to take your things and you have a working pickup truck with a big trailer behind it, if I'm a human being who wants your stuff, I may not really care as much about the trailer as I do about your pickup truck, a working, operating pickup truck. Not a fool in his money or easily parted, but anyone with a working pickup truck in the middle of a Mad Max scenario.
It's just a big billboard for I have resources, come and take them.
Exactly.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz was talking about something. I think this was back when Texas went under a deep freeze and a lot of people, the power grid went out. People were freezing in their homes. There were rumors of like looters and rioters because when the power is out, security systems are off, blah, 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 blah. Cruz was probably pulling one of his one of his pro Second Amendment things, and he's like, "I got guns at home, and I'm not afraid to protect myself." And the headline that came out is Ted Cruz willing to kill his own constituents.
Oh, yeah, that was around the same time that he left for Mexico for a while. So
yeah, and was shamed into coming back.
People enjoy not liking him, and the unfortunate thing is that he gives them reasons to not change their opinions. It's one thing to be unlikable, it's another thing to be unlikable and then feed into it. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Steven says, dude, Cybertruck, they might be solar powered, so you don't need to worry about the gas breaking down after a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a... Look, you don't have to sell me on the Cybertruck. I still like it. It looks like a post-apocalyptic vehicle. Yeah, it looks... Cybertruck looks like Airwolf, kind of. It's sort of... Damnation Alley, I think, is the thing that had something that looks like the Cybertruck.
I've never... That can't be a helicopter. No helicopter can move that fast. Loved Airwolf. Every episode, somebody looking over a radar said that line.
Yeah, exactly.
Guaranteed.
Ernest Borgnine, he also says,
the best thing about things like cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is the idea that civilization has collapsed, all money is useless, but your Bitcoin, an electronic cryptocurrency, somehow Bitcoin is useful and accepted as a medium of exchange. Yeah. He also likes our Airwolf and Damnation Alley references. Well, your Damnation Alley reference.
Yeah. Armor-plated cockroaches. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that it is highly possible, as long as there's someone around that cares about Bitcoin, then it'll be worth something. And I would think that depending on how, you know, the world goes, as long as there are computers and things like that, someone will care, even if it's just nostalgia for the Bitcoin. But yeah. I don't understand it enough, Ben, to really, you know, make a big complaint. I was fine with it at all in general, and then some people told me I should be mad about it because of climate change. And I was like, okay, I'll be a little mad about climate change.
However, if somebody wants to buy this podcast as an NFT and support Goody Lawrence for the next year, to buy Paul some better internet.
I'm not holding my breath on that one, Ben, but yeah.
Did Airwolf and Blue Thunder come out at the same time? I know Airwolf was a TV show, but...
I think Airwolf was a... Blue Thunder was also a TV show for a little bit.
It was Airwolf, a movie, though.
Yeah, it was Roy Scheider. Yeah, it was a movie, and I believe that there was a TV show based off of it for a little bit, but I think Blue Thunder came first, and then Airwolf was a response to that. Hey, do you remember Riptide, Ben?
I do remember Riptide. Not very well, I'll warn you.
Man,
but that came around. That was out at the same time, like with a Spencer for Hire, and the Fall Guy.
Yeah, I kind of want to make
'70s, early '80s TVs.
A role playing game based on the Stephen J. Cannell universe. You know, you could be the A Team. You could be. I think was Knight Rider Stephen J. Cannell. I think it might have been. I don't know. He had so many good. And I'm putting good sort of in quotes, but I think The Master was one of his.
If not good, then prolific.
Yeah, and he had crossovers, just like in comic books. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But I heard the Knight Rider theme song someone played it live with a whole bunch of different instruments. When I say live, did they play it?
Yeah.
Synthesizer.
Yeah. Not like on a guitar and drum
set. No. When I say a whole bunch of instruments, I really mean a whole bunch of synthesizers.
I never watched Battlestar Galactica growing up, but I did watch Knight Rider, and so I didn't realize that the Knight Rider Cylon was light in the front was actually a Cylon light until I saw Battlestar later on. I was wondering why they all had Knight Rider lights.
Oh, that's funny. Although, again, I think just like, hey, spoilers for Battlestar Galactica. I think just like Battlestar Galactica, the newer one, I think the older one was supposed to be that it was happening in our past as well. Pretty sure. And that they,
long time ago.
I mean, in the end, they always say a shining planet known as Earth, that's what they're headed for. But then I also want to think that there was maybe a mini series where they show up on Earth and Earth is like modern day Earth, I want to say, but I could be wrong. For the old one, not for the
yeah. I think I've seen maybe one total episode of classic Battlestar.
Yeah, I used to watch, that was one of my 1 hour a day TV shows that I was watching. I watched Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Have we gone through all Steven's things, or are there more?
Well, he's contributing on the show text, which is B10 Lung Lag, if you want to text the show as well.
B10 Lung Lag.
I'm looking at the Twitters and nothing else there. But he said, in reference to Airwolf, what an amazing writing challenge to set for yourself. A weekly series where an attack helicopter is necessary to solve the issue of the week.
Yeah.
You gotta imagine that show was sold and people were like, oh crap, now we actually have to write this.
Also, I really like the fact that Stringfellow Hawk lived in a place that was inaccessible by anything but helicopter. That was also kind of cool.
Yeah. Season 6. Russell just got out of a difficult marriage and is a little rusty on the dating scene. Fortunately, Airwolf. No
also,
helicopter
I believe it
goes
was,
that fast. We've lost him.
Ben, I'm going to have to hold. I'm going to have to. No, oh, I don't want to. Let me.
Are you getting
a call?
Let me
just really quick. Yeah, I have to take this for a second. 1 second.
Nope. Paul's taking a work call.
This is Paul.
A work call. In that case, I'm just going to read the rest of Steven's comments here. In reference to Ted Cruz talking about defending his property against looters headline saying that he's willing to kill his constituents. It's not the willing to kill part, says Steven. It's the seeming eagerness to do it. I think that's true. I think a lot of people who stockpile weapons are anxious to use them. Maybe not on people, but I'm sure there's some are out there. Pogarty!
Yeah,
is everything okay
you know,
at work?
Hey, I'm still here. Yeah, no, it wasn't a work thing. It was somebody calling from Maryland, but it was
somebody
the
saying
NAACP.
Your social
there's
security number has been.
No, there's a town hall tonight, and they wanted to know if I wanted to participate. I need to tell you, it's not that the NAACP called and said, "Hey, Paul, do you want to participate?" It's a robocall, asking me if I want to participate in the town hall. Funny thing is that I put it on hold when I came back to the podcast. And then I was like, oh, I should hang up. I went to hang up, and it said, wait while we connect you. And I'm like, ah, what did I do? So I hung up. Yeah, I'm wondering, Ben,
one final thing.
Sorry, what?
I was just going to say one final thing about Airwolf.
Yeah.
Steven commented, there was a whole bit where every show had a helicopter because you had all these Vietnam vet pilots running around.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, the other thing is that Stringfellow Hawk had a brother, and his name was St. John Hawk, but it was pronounced Stingin Hawk. I remember Stingin that part Hawk. As well.
Yeah, there's a restaurant around here called, or a bar restaurant called St. John that people abbreviate it to Stingin.
Yeah.
I never really took to that. Like, when people call it Cap Hill, I never really liked the paraphrase Cap Hill.
The other thing is that Stringfellow Hawk was a pescatarian in canon. There was a woman who was eating with him at one point in time, and she said, you know, how could you eat that fish? And he said something to the effect of, how can you eat that lamb? Like, and I think it was because the fish had its eye still and could look at him or whatever. I wish I could remember distinctly that, Ben, but I can't exactly remember. Escape from which mountain? Pescatarian. Did I say a pescatarian?
Episcopalian. I was trying to figure out what you were talking about, but I
figured
it out.
Yeah, pescatarian. Yeah.
I saw
let's
picture.
Try it.
I saw.
Hey, Betty. She may show
I
up.
I saw a wildlife photo of a grizzly bear catching a salmon, like in a stream, and it's biting down on the salmon. And two interesting things. The salmon, of course, salmon have like a constant surprise expression, but this salmon looked genuinely surprised. And apparently was pregnant because where the bear was biting into it, you could see all these eggs coming out. It's a bit gnarly.
I heard her say something. Let me check and see what she said. What's up, Betty? Okay. Hey, she's showing up.
I don't want any of those.
So, I don't know, Ben. We're coming up on the hour, but I don't know how much you're going to cut out, so we might go over a little bit.
I just got a text from my mom. She asked me, she sent me a picture of some bowls and cups, and she says, need any cups, bowls, or plates? And then she says, there are four each. And originally I thought she said, these are four each, like she was going to charge me $4 for a bowl.
I mentioned this at one time. When Betty was born, I had a coworker at a different job, not the job that I'm in now. Who said, hey, we have a crib if you want it. And I was like, cool. And so he brought it to work. And I was like, so thanks, man. I really appreciate it. He was like, oh, well, I was thinking you would pay for it. And then I asked Jennifer about it. And she was like, nah, no thanks.
Yeah.
And anyway, here's Betty.
He was hoping to get... Oh, geez.
Hello.
Hey, Betty. How's it going?
Good.
I don't know where your dad went. We're having a lot of internet issues today. Are you having internet issues up top?
Not really.
Yeah. See.
Today.
Trouble. I know. I know your dad. Yeah.
I got out of bed today, and I guess some of the blood rushed to my head or something. So I'm having a little problem with derealization right now. So that's fun.
With derealization?
Yeah, it's where nothing feels real. Anyways,
well, how
it.
Do you... Okay, bye.
I'll see you later.
Thanks, Betty. You exist, and this is actually the real world.
And being on the podcast proves it.
Hey, so a fun thing about what Betty's dealing with also, both she and her mom, I think, are fully nocturnal now. She goes to summer school, Betty does.
Yeah.
maybe it's not. Jennifer goes
not
to
summer Jennifer?
School. I don't know. I actually don't know now that I think about it. I think Betty did go to bed. During the week, but like over the weekend and stuff, they just stay up all the time.
So Betty just got out of bed, like she just got up for the morning.
Well, no, that's the thing, is I thought that she might have been taking a nap. That's the thing. Betty gets up at like 6:30. Jennifer stays up all night, drives her to school, comes back, stays up until it's time to pick Betty up, picks Betty up, takes Betty back home, and then goes to sleep. And then gets up sometimes. But she was up, Jennifer was up earlier this time, so I don't know what her schedule is this time. Should be interesting to find out. So here's where we're at, Ben. We're at a minute one. Do we just want to stitch the podcast together and call it a big mess and just see what happens?
Yeah. Yeah, this has been a big mess. And why not? Why don't we call it and see what happens?
Should be fun, because I do have, here's the thing, no matter what, I do have an hour and 2 minutes of audio that we can lay over and see where it goes. So let's do it.
If you're listening on the stream or watching this after we've live streamed it, you just stumbled upon it on the YouTubes, listen to the actual podcast where we won't have these strange audio artifacts, but there's probably going to be more crosstalk where Paul and I are talking at the same time and not even knowing it.
So much crosstalk. You won't even believe it. All right. Thanks, everyone. And until next time, keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong, Paul. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Ben. Room tone.
And we're out.